secure.
Okay.
Hi, thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much. Let's look at the mirror.
All right, thank you, Evan.
No problem. Hi, Tyrone. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing all right.
Awesome to hear, man. My name's Evan. I'm a director here at Local Splash, and it's essentially just my whole duty to get you exactly what you need. We have a lot of different options, and I only want to get what's necessary, and how I do that is just ask you a few questions off of these notes that Tara left me. Now, just before I get into any of that, is there anything I could answer for you aside from pricing that you may have questions on?
Yeah, pricing.
Okay, yeah. So we'll get right into that. I'm just going to make sure I'm recommending the right package. So Corbett pressure washing, you're doing like residential and commercial pressure washing around Mabane?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. And what's working for you right now for marketing and outreach?
Oh, word of mouth.
Oh, awesome, man. I mean, that's pretty rare, actually. If you're doing well off of word of mouth, that can really only mean one thing, that you're doing good work. And that's exactly who we're looking
for. Yeah, I do somebody's house, and then, you know, the neighbor come over and ask, you know, I give them my information and goes from there.
Exactly. Well, perfect, man. I mean, we're just going to build on that for you. Really getting that internet presence taken care of for you is going to help out a ton. It's like having that same type of word of mouth, but instead of it just being with neighbors, it's going to be pretty much with everyone in the area. Because if they're looking up any type of pressure washing of any sorts that you offer, you'll show up as one of the first options. And not only that, we'll have reviews. We'll get reviews for you, make sure that people are leaving them for you. So people can see for themselves that you're doing this good work. And by the time they're calling you up, and they're calling you up directly, they're already to get your services off of the reviews alone. They just want to know when they can do them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll definitely take care of Google for you. And we're, like I said, a full-fledged marketing company. So we're going to put you on like 49 other directories. Some of those big ones you may know, Tyrone, are like Thumbtack, Yelp, Bing, Safari. That way, no matter where they're searching from, if they don't like using Google, no matter where they're going to, you'll still show up as one of the first options regardless of where they're looking for pressure washing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Awesome. And I will also take care of Facebook for you, putting out about 400 individual ads every single month on that platform, really making sure that all your bases are covered, because actually with Facebook's ads, since they're targeted, if they do so much as talk around their phone, Tyrone, about some type of job that they need that you offer that's pressure washing, we can make sure as soon as they go onto Facebook, they'll see an advertisement for your business, which with all the exposure we're getting you along with that will probably be like the second or third time they see you all together, which is just good marketing, you know, just having that presence like that. And we'll also build out a website for you. We'll put everything on there that you like, your own pictures, testimony, services, what have you. Really making sure that you have a well-rounded presence, that people can go to that website and see you're 100% official. And we'll take care of all of that at no extra cost. Now, Tara did have me go ahead and apply this newly established business rate, which actually helps you out a ton. It reduces the price for this by 50%. And with this, it's just month-to-month pricing without any contract, something you're allowed to cancel penalty-free at any time. And with that cost reduction, you're looking at a month-to-month rate of only $2.99 a month. That's a fixed price where you will maintain that discounted rate for as long as you have us.
Okay, you said like $2.99?
Yes, sir.
So that's like $300 a month?
Yeah, $300 a month, and it's just at that fixed cost. There's no hidden or additional fees at any point either.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I know it's a question you probably can't answer, but how many have the people who have done it, are they generating a nice amount of revenue? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially where you're at, man. I mean, I can look at historics. Like, I can look at the month of August. Like, just put it in perspective, man. In your area, it looks like there were 3,700 searches done for pressure washing just in the month of August. So getting like 1% of those, that isn't a high cost. toll at all. I mean, that's very average for us with this type of outreach. That's 37 jobs in a single month, you know? And in that case, I mean, you'll wheel that in and some, really as much as you can take on that is going to provide for it.
Yeah, because if it can pay for itself, then I'm cool with it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, put in perspective, man, what would you say, like, on the low end are your jobs? Like, how much are you getting paid for, like, your bare minimum job?
Bare minimum, $120.
Okay, so we're right there on the head. We get you two jobs. I mean, this not only pays for itself at that point, you might have a little bit of a, especially if you're going, we're definitely going to target more of those higher paying jobs for you. One, two jobs, you're already making back your money and then some. And then after that, it's just straight profit. And that's what happens with the majority of the people I put onto this package. It does such a great job at putting the foundation down that it pays for itself generally within the first month or two. I mean, definitely after the second month, you're not paying for this anymore. It definitely pays for itself with a nice return.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds good.
Awesome, man. I mean, would you like to get it rolling, give it a shot for that first month and see how it goes?
Yeah, I can give it a shot for the first month.
All right, man. Well, let's get this going to start with, Tyrone. I'm just going to ask some questions about the business. Now, for starters, what are your hours of operation looking like right now?
So right now, I'm limited to the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because that's when I'm actually off my job.
And when do you get started and when do you end on those days?
I get started around 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. is when I finish. Hold on 1 second, sir.
Sure thing.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
I'm sorry, I'm training somebody at work, so I'm trying to multitask.
All good, man. All good. I totally understand. All good. So with this, what are like some target like cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting us to market you in?
Yeah, so Mebane, Burlington, Durham, Chapel Hill, Hillsborough. The rural areas as well, like Cedar Grove.
How far would you say you're traveling at maximum?
20 miles.
25. And Tyrone, I have your first name spelled here as T-Y-R-O-N-E. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And your last name is C-O-R-B-E-T-T?
That's correct.
Great. And what's a good email for you?
back. Hold on one sec. When you're backing up, you got to look back. Put your hand right there, yeah. You backing it up right there. Yeah, yeah. Put it in the middle. All right, you can drop it off right there. And then go all the way up to that blue door and make a left through that blue door. All right. I'm back there.
All good. All good, man. I definitely get it. I've been there. Yeah, what's a good email for you, Tyrone?
Oh, yeah. It's TyroneGCorbett@gmail.com.
And what's a good billing ad? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, let's say they want to use me, do they just call me direct?
Yeah, so we give you a business line. Now, that still rings directly to you on your phone. We use that business line for, like, the analytics, seeing where calls are coming from, the type of people. Also make sure that a lot of those spam and spoof calls don't come through to you. But these people are calling you directly because they see you as one of the first options when they do these searches.
Okay.
Yeah. And so for a billing address for you, what would be a good one?
608 Lancaster Road, LANCASTERROAD.
Boom.
27302. That's correct.
All right. Give me one moment. I'm just applying this discount that I have for us.
Hey, Michael, you don't need that just yet. You want to grab, call this off and grab that first. You want to call this off and grab your bananas first. Say okay. Call your check digit. Call your check digit.
All right, I got that discount applied. So for this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
Hold on, let me grab it. It'll be a Visa, though.
Okay. And, whenever you're ready, I'm ready for that number.
Oh, shit. I think it's a, hold on one second.
Good thing. Take your time.
I think I left my wallet. Yeah, my wallet's actually in my truck. Let me see if I have it. Yeah, you good right there. How long are you working today?
We're in the office for like another 45 minutes.
Oh, man. Okay. Get your other bananas. I'm about to take her. My next break is at 8 o'clock. So I was wondering. My wallet is in my truck.
Oh, dang. Would you have it like on your phone or anything?
Yeah, I was looking, but it's got the virtual card number. It's not the real number.
I think that should work as long as you got the card number, expiration date, and CV code on there. That virtual card should work as well.
Okay. Let's see. Customer service, setup transfers. Yeah, it's blocked. I'm trying to look at it on my Samsung Pay, but it ain't. It's just showing the last four digits. So it's tomorrow. Can we do it tomorrow morning? Or is the last time the promotion is today?
Yeah, I'd have to get some type of extension for that. I mean, I couldn't approve it on my own. Yeah, you want to have like any type of card, any other card that's available that's on there that would show you the full amount.
Yeah, it isn't all these other ones. They just show like the last four digits. It doesn't show like trying to see in the op service that it show me. Yeah, because the card I want to give you is my business card.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, the one for the actual business itself. You got one?
Yeah. Let me try one more thing. Let me try looking at my Google Wallet.
Sure thing.
No, I don't know. It won't show on there either. Let me see if it'll show on my Wells Fargo account. It might be a shot in the dark, but... Yeah, I'm sorry, man. It won't show up in here either.
Okay, gotcha. Well, how about this? Let me go ahead and reach out to my supervisor. I'm going to get this extension approved for us. That way we can just revisit tomorrow. How would it call tomorrow? Definitely seems like it. Yeah. So let's do that.
If this will work out better for me than Angie Pro, then I'm gonna try to get rid of them.
Oh, without a doubt. I've had tons of my own clients come over from them and just see a night and day difference. It really puts you right where you need to be on that end, so for sure. So yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Let's do you want to schedule one for 10 o'clock tomorrow? A callback?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. And I got your phone number here, Tyrone, is 919-740-3837.
No, 9837.
9837. Okay, I got you.
Yes.
All right. I got it scheduled for that callback tomorrow, first thing at 10. I'll call you then, and then we can get all this finalized. I'm literally speaking with my supervisor right as I get off of this to get that approved. So we should be good.
Okay, cool. And if I still happen don't pick up, just call me right back because I usually get up right at 10. So.
Okay, perfect. I'll make sure to do that.
Okay.
Awesome, Tyrone. Well, I appreciate you, man. I definitely look forward to speaking with you tomorrow and getting all this going for you.
All right, me too.
Likewise, man. You take care. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, appreciate you.
Thank you, bye.